Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Seeds, what's going on, man? How you feeling, brother? Hey, man, we can't hear you. You got to come off mute, bro.
Hey, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good. About yourself, man? How can I help you, bro?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm just listening to what you're saying and just kind of everything you're communicating. And I just want to say that it's very thorough what you're saying. It's helpful. As I'm sitting here, I'm feeling I'm feeling pressed just to continue to be what God has called me to be. Even in my marriage, you know, with my wife, we've been married going on 9 years now. And you said earlier something to the effect of communication. It's what are we talking about as it relates to the vision, our money? What do we want to see? And there have been moments in our marriage when we got married initially where I was making more money than my wife. Right when we got married, right when we got engaged, she actually quit her job, right? Mm-hmm. I proposed to her. I was like, hey, I want to marry you. And she told me like 10 minutes afterwards, hey, you know, I quit my job, you know? So I didn't know. That was just, we got two surprises that day, right? But
hold on, see, hold on. Wait, calm down, see. You proposed.
Yes.
And then in the same day she told you, I quit my job.
Right. Yeah. She felt that, you know, God was leading her to do something else as it relates to her career. And I proposed and she told me, you know, hey, I just quit my job. You know what I mean? So like I was actually okay though. You know what I mean? Like, because she did, although I found out that they, she did communicate it to me, and just how my wife is, she's just a very loving woman. And it didn't really bother me because we had communicated previously as it relates to finances and what we wanted to see for our family, you know, when we're going to have kids and stuff. But there were points where I made more than her. There were points where she made more than me, right? I didn't feel any type of way. I heard you just mention there's that place, small place for men sometimes where we deal with pride. As a married man, I do believe that every man does deal with that at some point, Anthony. But me and my wife, we pastor a church here in Atlanta, and one of the things that I go by is the model of Jesus Christ and how he lived his life. And I don't try to I try not to live my life as it relates to the world kingdom, but God's kingdom. We know what comes with pride, and I understand if I have pride as it relates to my marriage. I understand that the pride comes before the fall. Mm. I don't want to in any way find myself falling in my marriage because I allowed pride to come in and really begin to eat away at our relationship, our friendship, our parenting, all those different things. So when I hear you talk this morning, I feel like it's something that's resonating, you know, with my spirit, even as it relates to the 50-50, you know, conversation. Look, I don't mind, you know, me and my wife, we've navigated through a lot of things together. You know, we were engaged for 4 years before we got married, and we learned a lot about each other, you know, and it helped us, I believe, in our marriage. So at this point, I just feel like the money thing, it's not going to be an issue for us because we're not going to allow it to be an issue. And I think, like you said, it is those hard conversations. Just to be honest with ourselves about it. Like, it may be uncomfortable, especially pastoring, being in leadership. A lot of times you have to have tough conversations with people who you do ministry with. It feels uncomfortable and scary and fearful sometimes. But when you have the conversations, a lot of times after I have conversations, I'll just say to myself, man, that was easy. Like, I've been feeling this way. I've been getting anxious about and having anxiety about talking. And we literally had the conversation and now we're good. You know what I mean? So I think it's important. Again, what you were saying this morning, and so much I felt compelled just to call in. Normally I'll just watch, you know what I mean? But I was like, you know, what he's saying this morning is really like resonating with me. Shout out to your pastor. I got a chance to meet him. Me and Pastor Travis are really good friends. And I was down there last year sometimes, and Pastor Stephen came and did a leadership conference for the staff at Forward City. And Pastor Travis had asked me to come. So I was there with them. And man, your pastor is an awesome guy, great spirit. Just shout out, man, to you and what you're continuing to do. I have one more thing I want to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I'll let you go. I'm in the process of, we have one vehicle now. We're wanting to get another vehicle. And I have a vehicle that we still owe on, probably about maybe $14,000 we owe on. And I wanted to get a new vehicle, 2024. And the reason why I wanted to get a 2024 was because of the maintenance. This particular car, you have a lifetime warranty, powertrain, all those different things like that. It's a little bit more expensive than the car that I could just pay cash for. I can just go ahead and pay cash for a particular car and maybe buy like a maintenance plan with a warranty company, but still be paying on that warranty every month versus the new car, I'm not paying anything. So I'm just trying to figure out just what would be the best thing. I know you don't necessarily believe in debt and getting, getting loans and stuff like that, but I'm just thinking about long-term. Is it better to go ahead and just buy this car cash over here, get a maintenance plan, or go ahead and just put $20,000-$30,000 down on this vehicle and, you know, have those payments for, you know, maybe 72 months?
Yeah, man. So, you know, you already know my answer. I'm never going to tell you to go borrow any money. I don't know why people think they can call in, but my circumstances are different. No, they're not. I mean, they're not. Right. But again, I'm gonna give you my advice, and my advice, you can leave it or keep it. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today. And rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's 2022. It was 2022. So I totally understand. I think the market gets us on the maintenance, right? The free maintenance. And it's really not free. It's rolled into your car note. And so, and I was in the car business, and I think this is the biggest scam. One of the biggest scams that car dealerships do is that, okay, if it costs me, for an example, let's say you're getting a BMW. Let's say the BMW's the MSRP on the on the BMW is $115 for the 7 Series. Well, it may have cost them $50,000 to build that BMW. Well, we already know, people already know that it's expensive to maintain a BMW. You know, oil change and something breaks down, it can be expensive. So instead, let me just go ahead and put on another $30,000, right? So to charge them for a warranty, but still only costs us $70,000, but we're charging you $115, $120. So there's, I really want people to understand this. You're not getting free maintenance on the car. You're just already, you're paying for it up front. So my advice is to do what I did. I purchased a certified pre-owned Bentley Continental, right? Mm-hmm. It was 2-3 years old at the time. And if you'd really do your research and really walk in there and you're willing to negotiate, you can go in there and buy a certified pre-owned. If you don't get a certified pre-owned, get a 3-5-year-old within the same body style that you may desire, right? Mm-hmm. And then, yo, do the research on the maintenance. So if you can save yourself 50, 60 grand, right? And then you only got to set aside 10 grand for an emergency fund for the vehicle, you still save yourself $40,000 to $50,000 on a car. So I would advise you to go out there and look for, you know, depending on the caliber of the car that you're trying to get. If you're trying to get in the caliber of your BMW, your Mercedes, your Audis, I will go in ahead and just get a good quality pre-owned vehicle and set aside an extra $10,000 inside that situation. Because I bought a Bentley, right? For me, just to replace a daggone brakes, that's going to run me a little bit. I just had to put it into service because one of the springs went out. Because I had it certified pre-owned, I didn't have to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
And so I would never purchase a brand new car. Never in my life. Okay. Because the moment I drive off the lot, I lost 20% right there going. And so for me, I would rather save myself 20%. I have the same body style. I paid for it cash for Anthony O'Neill, right? And I'm up my savings account. Because you shouldn't hit any major stuff. If you buy a good quality pre-owned vehicle or certified pre-owned vehicle, you shouldn't hit any major stuff within that first year. So that first year, I'm just going to up my savings account for my car savings account. That's what I'm going to do there, Pastor. You know what I'm saying? I think cars and credit cards are the two worst investments that we can borrow money for. But cars are expensive. And I get it. I really do get it. But it's like, for me, I want the freedom and I don't want to lose money.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I was like, if I can just pay cash for this car, it's a good car. It has low miles on it. You know what I mean? It was used as a lease vehicle someone had. And I just wanted the
24. How many miles on the car?
It's a 29,000.
29,000. What year is it?
It's the 2019.
2019. Cool. What I would do is I would look at what is the service that's coming up in 2024. So if it's a 2019, depending on the caliber of the car it is, you know, you're looking at about a 4 or 5 year maintenance package, service requirement. So before you buy the car, what I would do is do the research. And I did this with my Bentley, right? I said, hey, what's the service that's due this year? And have you all already done it? Because if I buy it and then a service comes up in 2 months, now I'm out the pocket $3,000-$4,000 for this maintenance package. I was like, no. So what I would do is do the research on, that's for anyone watching, before you purchase any car, do the research on it. What is the year? And then what are the maintenance suggestions per year? So the first 5 years of a car, every company is going to have a maintenance suggestion. And so when you go into the dealership to buy it, like, hey, listen, if it's a 2019 Mercedes S-Class, to be an example. Okay, cool. Great. Have you done the 2024, the 5 year? What's that? Is that four? Is that 4 years? It's five. Have you done a 5 year maintenance package on it already? And if they say no, cool, great. I'm not getting it. Only way I'll get it is if at this price and you do the maintenance on it for this year. So this way, bro, you got a whole year to where no oil changes, no maintenance done needed. You don't need no tires. You don't need nothing. And you're good for at least 12 to 24 months until next year you need an oil change. That gives you enough time to put money inside of your savings account and up it a little bit. Because I tell this to everybody, your emergency fund is for your expenses, right? But if you go and buy a high-end used vehicle, you're going to spend more money to get that fixed compared to a Honda or Toyota. So going ahead and put an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in your account specifically for your car, just in case something comes up. And I did that for both of my cars because they're high-end cars. I was like, okay, cool. Let me go in ahead. I don't have a warranty on neither one of them now, actually. The certified warranty came up on 2024. This year. Actually, April. April of this year is when my Bentley warranty will be up. I'm not going to resign. I just up my savings account. Boom, great. And if anything goes wrong, I'm just going to go to my savings account. I don't want to pay extra for the warranty, because why am I going to pay 10 grand for warranty, 10 grand for maintenance, and it's only costing them $1,000? Nah, anybody needs my money like that. So good question, man. Real good question. I appreciate you, Pastor. Praying for you.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you, man. Everything that you're doing, man, to help, especially just wealth in general, but for African Americans. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.